Well, I want to talk to you about the topic, it's tough to do. If I were to sit down with you and ask, what's the toughest thing in life that you have to do? What would you think and say? Maybe it's just climbing the stairs, right? And dealing with the limitations of our life. Maybe it's trying to satisfy a boss who is constantly demanding. Maybe it's a task that we're trying to do and we've been trying to do all our life and we just can't seem to get it and we think, man, that's tough. That's tough to do. And there are lots of things in life that are tough to do, but this one that I want to talk about today is perhaps the toughest for people to do of all the tasks that God gives us. It's connected with Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is that time when we pause, right? And we have family come around, and we buy the turkey and the other things, and we get ready for the big supper tonight or tomorrow. And when we're around there, we realize we're thankful for our kids and our grandkids, and we're thankful for having a home and all that. And Thanksgiving is a great time to pause and be thankful. The difficulty is that people are just thankful all the day of Thanksgiving, and then they get on with life, as if Thanksgiving is one day. In the story that Wendy read for you from the 17th chapter of Luke's Gospel, it's a powerful story about what happened one day when 10 people were asking Jesus to do something about their situation. And they saw Jesus coming, and they probably had heard about Jesus and the amazing things that he has done. And so they call out to him, and they ask Jesus to heal them of their leprosy. And Jesus says, go show yourself to the priest. That's all he says. He doesn't, you know, spend time. He doesn't touch them. He doesn't do anything. He just says, go show yourself to the priest. And en route, on the way to show themselves to the priest, they all of a sudden are healed. And one of the individuals is aware of that. And he turns around and he goes back and he thanks Jesus for the healing that has taken place, that God, what God has done through Jesus. And then Jesus asks that question, weren't there 10? Weren't there 10 of you guys that came and asked? And you are the only one that has come back. And then the very interesting comment. And Luke says, and he was a Samaritan. Now, most of us may not understand that phrase, but it's a huge phrase in the story. Because the Samaritans were the despised people by the Jewish individuals. They would have nothing to do with the Samaritans. And the Jewish people thought the Samaritans were sort of the scum of the earth. And yet the ones that you would have thought were going to come back and say thanks did not. And the one that you would never have thought would care or give a hoot comes back and says thank you to Jesus for the healing. And so I want to tell you about what is that tough thing to do. What is the tough thing to do? If you say, well, the tough thing is being thankful, I would say you're close. But being thankful is not that tough. We're Canadians, right? We're polite, right? When you go to Tim Hortons, you get your coffee, what do you say? Thank you, right? When you sit at the table today and they pass the pumpkin pie, you're going to say? If you get invited out for supper and you leave at the end, you're going to say? See, we're great at saying thank you. We're good at saying thank you. We're polite people. We know how to say thank you. And we try to teach our kids the same way, right? Did your mom tell you that, Jack? Did you just be thankful? See, he knows, right? And that's not the issue. We are thankful people. The tough thing to do is living in a spirit of gratitude all the time. That's the toughest thing you will ever do. To live in a spirit of gratitude for the rest of your life. Now, people are grateful at times when things happen to us the way we think they should. When we encounter blessings, we're grateful, no question about that. But in difficult moments, when things happen that we don't want, that we don't like, we don't expect, even in those moments, we're called to be thankful. Paul in Philippians says, rejoice in the Lord always. Not rejoice in the Lord when things are going well. Not rejoice in the Lord when things are going the way you want them to go. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. There are no circumstances, there are no situations where we're not to be called to rejoice and be grateful for the gifts that God gives us. And that's the challenge. Being grateful and living in a spirit of gratitude means that every moment for the rest of your life, you will be grateful every day for what God has given to you. When I work with people who are grieving and have lost loved ones, I always say to them, there are way more blessings in a normal day than the challenges. The problem is, we don't normally notice them because we get focused on the things that are challenging. And so what I want to talk about today is about gratitude. Now, if you look it up on the internet, there's all kinds of study and psychology and scientific stuff that says one of the best things you can do to have greater quality of life is learn the benefits of gratitude. And they'll tell you it affects you emotionally, it has a positive impact socially, it'll have a positive impact in your career, your health, and your personality. There is no place in your life that gratitude will not benefit if you live in the spirit of gratitude all the time. It's very fascinating to read some of this stuff. And if we know that, why is it that we're not grateful? You know, if you look at people, they don't look very happy, most of them. They got scowls on their face. You know, they're grumpy. And so I want to talk about what disrupts the spirit of gratitude in you and in me. Because there's no question that it's disruptive. Even in people in the church, we have grumpy people. Imagine that. Can you imagine we'd have grumpy people in the church? And there's grumpy people in the community, in your neighborhood. And they're robbed of the joy. They're robbed of the energy of life. And so I want to help you understand what robs you and disrupts the gratitude in you. And the first thing is the busyness of life. There's no question that people are busy. You know, you look at young families and they're going like, you know, like crazy. You know, they got their careers going, mom and dad, and then the kids are going to hockey and ballet and piano lessons and all that, and they're just going all the time, and they're just incredibly busy. And then you would think if you hit the retired people, it would be better, right? Wouldn't you think that when you hit retirement, that people just are kind of enjoying life? But no, no, no. Every retired person that I meet tells me this. I'm so surprised. I'm so busy. I don't know how I had time to work. What is that? What is it with you retired people? John, you're not like that. I see you're poking you. Yeah. Why are we so busy all the time? Because busyness robs you of the benefits and the blessings of gratitude. And it's our challenge and opportunity to try to shift gears. How many of you have sat in a bench somewhere in Peterborough in the countryside and just watched the leaves fall? Not many of us do that. Not many of us take the time just to unwind a bit and be marveled at the incredible beauty of our country at this time of the year. You know, the best that we do is we're going like 110 and 80. Can you plug your ears on this one? He's an OPP officer. I don't want him to have my license plate. We're driving 110 and 80 going, oh, look at those, you know, when we're zipping around the corner. And that's our effort at going, my goodness, isn't it beautiful out? Busyness robs us of the spirit of gratitude. Second is that we focus upon what we do not have. This is an uncanny thing with humans. We always seem to be able to focus on what I don't have. We're like kids in a candy store or in a bakery, right? Looking in the window, go, oh, I want that, and I want that, and I want that. Now, it's not your fault. We are inundated by the commercial world. Stats are you see between 1,500 and 2,000 pieces of advertisement every day. You know, when you drive along, you see the bus, you know, advertisements, the billboards, you watch television, you get commercials, you know, every 3.5 minutes of the show, right? Even on your phone, you know, you're trying to research something that there's an underwear commercial, and I don't even want underwear right at the moment, right? We have all this advertisement just popping in, and you can't avoid it. But it then makes you unhappy with what you have. You know, and I'm reading, and all of a sudden that vacation comes up. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to be there? And we always focus on what I don't have. And when you focus on what you don't have, it makes you incredibly lacking in the area of gratitude. And this little sign says, when you have the right focus, everything else falls into place. What is the focus of your life? And does it lead you to gratitude? Or does it lead you to a sense of, geez, I just need one more thing? Well, the third thing is comparing ourselves to others. Everybody is gifted by God. Everybody here has something that is unique in you that nobody else possesses. And that's your gift to the world. And the question is, do you bring that gift? And most of the problem is that we don't bring the gift because, you know, I compare myself to others. And I go, well, I'm not as smart as Wendy, you know. I'm not as good as that other person over there. And so instead of sharing the gift that God has given us, we just want to be more and more like them. And that's one of the challenges in our community is to not be like everybody else, but to be the way that God calls us to be. And to stop comparing ourselves, because when I compare myself, I always compare myself with someone who has more. I guarantee you never compare yourself to someone in a third world country. You see on the internet, 5 wealthiest people in the world, right? People with the biggest yachts, the biggest homes, the biggest salaries. And we go, well, compared to him or her, I got nothing. Nobody compares themselves to someone who's living in Honduras or Ethiopia or India. And when we compare ourselves, it robs us of this gratitude. And the last is an uncertain faith and a spirituality that is weak. When you don't know what you believe, James says you're like a boat being tossed on the ocean. Ever seen one of those pictures of, you know, the boats that are out in the ocean just being tossed around like a cork? And if you don't know what you believe, if you don't know what your faith is all about, if you don't understand the grounding nature of faith, then it becomes that part of you just throws you all about. And it doesn't give you an opportunity to realize, even in the storms, that our anchor in the storms of life is none other than Christ. And so, the challenge is, how do we live in a spirit of gratitude? And so I want to give you a couple things to think about, and then we'll go home and have pumpkin pie. First one is a deeper awareness of a deeper part of life. To be aware that there is something deeper in life than even the physical life itself. It's deeper than the things you possess. It's deeper than the health that you're encountering. It's deeper than the problems of your life. And this deeper part of life is this essence of spirit, or as we call it, God's presence in the midst of life and in the fabric of creation. And everything in creation has a piece of God's spirit in it, and the purpose is to bless us and to encourage us and to help us know how much God gives us as we journey in life together. And the question is, are you aware of that deeper part? Is to incorporate daily moments of gratitude in every day. Now, lots of people have been hearing about over the last 10, 15, 20 years, a gratitude journal. Anybody tried a gratitude journal? I see this couple. See, we know about this. You know, you wait till the end of the day, and then before you go to bed, you write down 5 things that you're grateful for. Not a bad idea. It's a good thing. But if you really want to understand the way you've been blessed, and to move into a life-giving spirit of gratitude, you want to incorporate daily moments every day in which you stop and you are grateful for what you encounter in that moment. So if you're a watch person, I often say put a little dot on your watch, and every time you look at your watch, you know, some of you look at 5 times already, and every time you look at your watch, you say, I'm grateful for this, right? If you're a phone person, are you a phone person, Jack? Yeah. You put the little dot on your phone, right? Because I know he's going to look at his phone about 25 times before supper tonight, right? And every time he looks at his phone, I just want you phone people to say, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for the fresh air that we have. You know, grateful for this moment when I have the chance to worship with you. Grateful for the breeze, for the leaves that sort of twitter down on a fall day. And have these daily grateful moments every day, and it will change the way you see life. Third thing, intentional daily interruptions in routine. If you want to shift gears from busyness, then stick in some daily interruptions. You know, set your phone for the, you know, you can do the multiple times on your phone. You older folks don't know this, but, you know, you can program your phone to beep at whatever interval you want. And just take 3 intervals in the day, you know, 10:45, 1:30, 7:15. And when it beeps, you just stop and you shift gears. Instead of being busy doing whatever you're going to do, what you're ever doing, you just pause for 3 minutes to 5 minutes. Just stop and be aware of where you are and where God is and what God has blessed you with already. And the very last thing is to serve others in need. When we serve people in need, it makes a huge difference in the one who is serving. Especially if you're serving people who cannot return that blessing to you. Now, helping your friends, you know, with their backyards and whatever is a good thing. But helping someone who cannot return the blessing is an incredible opportunity to be touched by God's Spirit. And God does something amazing when you help someone who cannot return the blessing to you. And what God does is God helps us to realize that because I was there in that moment, I made a difference in that person's life. And that kind of blessing lifts us on an emotional level and helps us to have the energy to be God's people. And so today, I want you to do this. I don't want you to be people living in the spirit of thanksgiving or of gratitude, because that's way too much. This is what I want. I would like you to plant in your heart and in your mind's desire, the desire to live in the spirit of gratitude. That's all I want you to do. When you pray tonight, just say, loving God, help me to plant in my heart the desire to live in a spirit of gratitude. And then I want to keep you praying that prayer all for the rest of the week. And then next week at this time, I want you to put the dot on your watch or the dot on your phone. And then do these things. Be aware of the deeper part of life. Do interruptions of your daily routine. Incorporate daily gratitude moments in your life. And then go out and serve somebody in need. And if you do that, it will change who you are. I'm going to finish off with this little saying. Gratitude. It's not happiness that brings gratitude. So stop trying to be happy. Everybody tries to be happy. It doesn't work that way. You don't try to be happy. Happy is a byproduct in life. It's what happens when something else is taking place. And so it's not happiness that brings us gratitude. It is gratitude that brings us happiness. And so today is an opportunity on this Thanksgiving Sunday, not just to be simply thankful today, but to begin to transform your life by planting a seed of desire to live in the spirit of gratitude. And I will know if you've done this. It will be obvious in your face, in your eyes, and in the way you live your life. And my hope is 3 weeks from today, this group right here will be a different group because you have been living just for a week or two in the spirit of gratitude.